Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Got it into the corner to Barada. Barada swings it out and cut back and scores! The captain, Michael Pecco, comes to center. Pecco's got a breakaway. Pecco walking right in, scores! Michael Pecco, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies. Blisters at home. Another shorthanded goal and 1-0 Buffalo.
Man that needs no introduction, former Buffalo Sabre Michael Pecca. Well, longtime NHLer Michael Pecca, but we only consider you a Sabre, Pex. And now, new assistant coach for the Rochester Americans, joining the show. Good morning, Pex. How's everything going today?
Good, Pete. How you guys doing today?
We're doing just fine. You know, the usual arguing on air as we normally do, but how are you?
You know what's funny about that short little snippet? There's so many people that are going to sit there and they're going to watch that clip and they're going to be like, man, that was Mike Pecca, captain of the Buffalo Sabres. Everybody loves him, his leadership. And I sit there and I watch him skate down the ice and it's just so irritating. Because I remember Mike Pecca as a Toronto Red Wing, the guy that we played against when we were kids. And I'm going to tell you, Mike Pecca was not fun to play against. So it's interesting to, you know, to grow up playing against Mike and what he turned in his NHL career. And now you look at him, he's going to get into coaching, which we all knew. The day that Mike Pecca retired, that he has coaching in his blood. He's got a lot to offer. So congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, Craig.
So what took so long from retirement to becoming a coach?
Well, nothing. I was coaching for 12 years before this. But in all honesty, when I hadn't quite decided at the end of the 08-09 season in Columbus to quite retire just yet. I was still, you know, my body was in good shape. I was just kind of tired of the travel and the schedule and all that stuff. So I think I was kind of leaning towards retirement. And then at the end of the year, my meeting with Hitchcock and Scott Housen, who was our GM, they actually offered me then to join Hitch's coaching staff and as an assistant coach. And I would have started the 09-10 season. But I just, you know what, in my case, you know, when you have a career, as you guys all know, your family, you know, sacrifices a lot for the benefit of your career. And in my case, I wanted to just spend time at home. And my son was getting into hockey and my daughter was you know, just 5 years old. And I think, you know, what was more important to me at the time was to spend time with the family and kind of give back a little bit. And, you know, last year was the first time I really started to explore the option of getting back at a higher level in coaching, with one to college, the second one leaving this year. And, you know, it just kind of all fell into place at the right time.
Michael Peckett joining us here on the Instigators, newly hired assistant coach of the Rochester Americans, former captain, obviously, of the Buffalo Sabres. And, you know, I know I joked, I said, what took so long? But I mean, you did just get into that higher level coaching last year. You were hired by the Washington Capitals. So what has happened since then to now to lead you back to Western New York to coach for the Amerks and back in the Sabres organization?
Well, I think having been in Washington last year and basically being an extension of Peter Laviolette's staff, you know, I was doing everything a coach would do on a coaching staff, with the exception of, you know, I didn't have a special team to run and I wasn't on the bench. But, you know, I ran all optional practices. I ran the taxi squad. I was cutting game video. I was, you know, putting pre-scout videos and meetings together for the centermen on face-offs. You know, I was holding individual player meetings on their shifts and sometimes line meeting. So I was doing a lot of stuff and gaining a lot of knowledge and confidence along the way. You know, but at the end of the year, you know, Peter Laviolette said, you know, I'd love to have you back. He goes, but I think it's more important for you now to go and get more responsibility somewhere. And that's exactly what I'm going to get. You know, I think, you know, I had really good conversations with Seth last year about the spot. And this year we just picked up where we left off, and there's a lot of synergy there. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to meet Mike Weber yet in a coaching environment, but just my conversations with Seth, I mean, we're lockstep key in as far as ideology and philosophy and things like that. So I think it's going to be a really good relationship.
Bex, I got a lot of calls last summer from people saying, hey, you know, we're looking at Michael Pekka. You know, what do you think he'd be like as a coach? You know, would he put the work in? Because a lot of players, they think, I'm going to go in coaching, and they think it's just about showing up for practice. Well, I kept telling everybody, he's going to work extremely hard. Like, he's a hardworking guy, and he takes pride in his work. Tell me a little bit of what a coaching day looks like, because people think, well, obviously they hire Michael Pekka, but it's more than just your experience as a professional hockey player and your leadership. Like, you got to put in a lot of time at the rink when you're an everyday coach with a team.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it, Marty. I think, you know, your days can be anywhere from 7:30 to 4 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon, and those are off days. Practice days, our game days can be a little different depending if you skate in the morning and you have your meetings and, you know, but you're up late, you know, looking, watching the game again and cutting video. And, you know, that's one thing that I was asked constantly, if I was prepared for, you know, what the grind is. I mean, it's a grind. You know, I think like anything, the more work you put into it, the more success you're going to have. And it's a sport that, you know, I've loved since I can remember. And and when I go back and talked about the family thing, I think, you know, knowing that I can give that time that's required to be successful in this trade, I'm prepared to do that now. You know, I learned the video system in 4 or 5 days last year in Washington, so that's not a concern, that's not an obstacle, and an enjoyable part of it. I'll be honest, I didn't think I would enjoy rewatching games as much as I did last year. I mean, I always thought, like, I'm sure like you guys, you get on the plane and you're watching the assistant coaches on their computers watching games already. I'm like, God, I can never imagine doing that. But it's actually fun, because once you understand it's part of the teaching, it's part of the mentoring, you know, part of the process, you embrace it and enjoy it.
Now you're going to be doing it on a bus, though. Okay.
That's actually, it's funny you say that, because Seth asks, he goes, you know, you're okay, the hotels aren't great, and we're riding the buses. I said, that stuff doesn't bother me. I said, you'll probably have to pull me off filling water bottles and picking up pucks. That's what I do. I have no problem doing that stuff.
Mike Pekka joining us here, new assistant coach of the Rochester Americans. You know, I first met you when I was a prospect, when I was a young kid. I mean, I don't know how much older you are than I am, but I always knew you, when it came to hockey, as a very serious guy. You have a very serious approach. So, you know, with young kids, you're going to be around these 20-year-old kids that are inexperienced and learning how to be a pro. on the ice is one thing. What are some of your messages that you'll send to these kids off the ice on whether it's how to approach a game day, how to approach a practice day, or just life in general?
Well, I think the one thing I've learned, and you know, and a lot of the guys that I worked with last year, mainly in the taxi squad in Washington, were all guys up and down from Hershey. So they're all American. For the most part, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of on ice stuff, but these guys are all tremendous hockey players to even be at this level. There are a lot of them are high draft picks. It's just about being professional. It's about never taking a day off, you know, show up to work and put your work in. The only way to get better is to work hard at it. Ask questions, show vulnerability and humility. And I think that's the one way that, especially as a pro athlete, you're able to crack through and continue to get better and learn is having some of those qualities. But, you know, first and foremost, it's going to be about building responsibilities. You know, I think the players need to understand that you're in this for them. And if you can establish a relationship where they understand that and trust you and believe in you, that you're in it for them, then you're able to be positive, but you're also able to be negative and criticize and point things out without them really even recognizing that you're criticizing or pointing those things out. And they're just, because you have that relationship, that bond, and you know, that's something that I feel I've always been pretty good at, is building those relationships and then just being able to have very open, candid conversations when they're needed.
How much has the game changed from like being a centerman when you played and looking at what the responsibility of centermans are right now? And I'm not just focusing on that position, but that's the position you played. So where are you saying like what I used to do back then, it's not going to work anymore now. I can't use that experience anymore.
No, I, you know what, I mean, there's ebbs and flows in the game. You know, there was really quick attacks. And one thing I found last year is there's a lot more slow sets in the neutral zone where guys are really bringing people back again. Like that trend was seen to coming back again. But, you know, at the end of the day, Marty, it's amazing. Like sitting in the coach's room and watching and going through game video. And as we go through pre-scouts and hearing the other coaches talk, a lot of stuff's the same, not exactly the same, but there's a lot of similarities. It's still the game of hockey. And if you're smart enough to recognize it, know what corrections to make, and not a lot really changes. You know, I mean, I played in a lot of different systems when I played as a centerman. I played a lot of wing in international events and in different scenarios. And I think there's a lot of things that I wasn't particularly good at that I'm better at teaching than I actually did as a player when I played. And I think a lot of that's just having gone through the junior and midget hockey stuff where you had to really teach more at first and foremost. But at the end of the day, these guys are good hockey players. You're tweaking. I don't think there's a lot of overhauling going, but I'm excited to do it. You know, I think teaching, mentoring, being that type of guy, and especially where Buffalo is as an organization, I'm really looking forward to it.
Mike, you talked about, obviously you're going to have some talks with Seth and Mike Weber. Do you have any idea if you're going to be taking on one of the specialty teams, whether it's a power play or penalty kill? Obviously, everybody knows that, you were a Selke Trophy winner in the NHL at the highest level and understand how to kill penalties and do it, you know, at an elite level. And I'm sure that you see the game differently. But you're also a power play guy too. You know, do you feel that you'll be taking one of those on with your time in Rochester?
Yeah. So my conversations with Seth, Mersey was, charged with the power play last year. So I'll come in and I'll assume that role and doing the power play, which I love to do. When I had the junior and midget teams, I love doing both. You're right, Craig. Like I played both. I loved killing penalties more than being on the power play. It's a different mindset. But teaching either one is a lot of fun, but I'm looking forward to, doing the power play stuff.
All right. Mike Pekka joining us here on the Instigators. What's the goal? One day, I know you're going to say you don't want to look too far ahead. One day you want to be a head coach in the NHL.
Look at the future. I mean, I've always said that's so yeah, you get the boring answer first. That I'm just focused on getting in there day one, getting established and getting my feet wet and organized and all. you know, I'm making a commitment to the trade. You know, I'd love to run my own bench someday down the road in the National Hockey League. And, but, you know, I know that that doesn't come without first being, you know, supportive and successful in the role that I'm going to have this upcoming year.
My last question for you, I mean, I guess not last question, but you were in Washington last year. Is Ovi going to pass Gretzky in the next 5 years?
I think without a doubt.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
He can still score. I mean, Ovi, I mean, he's one of the best guys. I mean, that team was full of great guys, great hockey players. But you know, I don't know if Ovi was in the best shape last year. And I think with an offseason and the ability to focus and having the contract thing out of the way, because I know that was a bit of a distraction for him. Not that he wouldn't sign it, just, you know, where it would lead. I think he's going to be pretty focused. I think Nick Backstrom is going to be a little bit healthier. I think, you know, he's going to be challenging for the Rocket Richard in the near future.
So will he play all? That was on my list of this or that this morning. Producer Jeff put it on. Will he play all 5 years? I know we're moving away from you right now, but, you know, Petey brought it up. Will Ovi play all 5 years of this extension that he signed?
As long as he can stand on the top of the circle in the power play, Ovi will play in the NHL.
Do you know whose spot he took to move there? Do you know who was the last person to stand on that real estate before Ovi moved in 04, 05, or 05, 06?
It was 05, 06.
It was 05, 06.
Well, I know Bondra was a big guy, but he would have been on the other side. So
this guy was way bigger than Bondra.
Huge guy, huge body.
Mathieu Baron.
So my brother was a power play specialist for Glenn Hanlon in the Washington Capitals in 05-06, and he kept taking the one timer from that spot and scored.
Glenn Hanlon got fired, I think, midway through that year.
Exactly. And they put Ovi there, and it was like, sorry, that's my spot now. So anyway, so
little fun history for you, Pex. Little fun. So what do you know of the roster? Like, what do you know about some of the young kids that are going to be in Rochester this year? I mean, I know some of them have to go through training camp and stuff, but I mean, you've looked at the roster of young prospects that you'll be working with. Who are some of the guys that you think have the most promise?
You know what? I mean, there's a lot of the ones. I think JJ Paterka, I think the organization's pretty excited about this kid. You know, I think they're very excited about, you know, Jack Quinn. You know, I think there's a lot of good young players. Who knows how the roster shakes out? You know, I don't want to say I'm looking forward to working with one kid or another kid in case he watches and says, what do you mean? I'm going to be in Buffalo this year. So yeah. I'll just kind of let it be for now. But there'll be some great young talent. And, you know, the other thing I'm looking forward to is working with the veteran players. I mean, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the young guys, and we got to get them ready for the Buffalo Sabres, which, you know, goes without saying, but, you know, from my experience during the 94 lockout, I felt the veterans had more of an impact on me sometimes than the coaches did. So, you know, just getting with the veteran players and making sure they understand their role and responsibility too. I know they're still trying to forge careers, but they play a big role. And, you know, that's why the signings in free agency and the guys you get for the veterans you get for Rochester sometimes are just as important as your coaching staff.
So you talk about prospect. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is a big prospect, and the goalie situation here in Buffalo is a little bit of an unknown right now. You saw Craig Anderson all year with Washington as a taxi squad goaltender, and then he played some games. What is he that he can bring either as a mentorship to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and can he play 45, 50 games in the National Hockey League this year if they need him to?
So there's a little bit of lag. I'm assuming you're talking about Craig Anderson.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw that come across, I texted him. I mean, he is really good. He's super, super intelligent in the position, as you can imagine. He was really good, you know, in the background. He was really good when he was called upon, but he was really, really significant in the background with Samsonov and Vitek Vanacek. Like, he was really good for those guys. You know, I think Craig can still play. I mean, he confused the heck out of the guys in practice when he was in net because he was a stand-up goalie. And when they didn't have high short side, they really didn't know where to shoot. And it was kind of funny in practice to watch these guys shoot on Craig Anderson because they didn't know what the heck he was doing at times. Kick saves, two pad stacks, all that stuff. He can be a really good fill-in guy and mentor for a young goalie for sure.
just in general, as a person, you've been on teams where you've had goaltenders that have said basically absolutely nothing. They're a little bit weird ducks. They kind of stick to themselves. They do their own stuff. And then you've played on teams that have had goaltenders that have basically been leaders on the team. Do you feel that Craig Anderson is a guy, he's 40 years old, he's been around a long time. Do you feel that he has the ability to help out these younger players?
Oh, without a doubt. Personal, he's done it the right way. And I got to know him better than any really this year. And I just, I couldn't think of anybody better to play that role for any team than Craig Anderson.
Do you and Craig Rive live in the same area?
Only for 10 more days.
That explains the Wi-Fi. What's wrong with the Wi-Fi and Clarence?
You thought that I wasn't paying my bills, Petey. Well,
Wi-Fi
now
in our neighborhood stinks.
The Beverly Hills of Buffalo, and you guys don't have better Wi-Fi? I'm just joking. Mike Pekka joining us here on the Instigators. Do you have your first suit picked out for behind the bench?
No, I have a lot of good ones to choose from, Petey.
Do you still fit in those? Like, is the pandemic, was it hard on
three buttons are out though, Pex. Three buttons are out.
I don't have three buttons.
Okay.
Maybe a couple left, but I don't have a lot. So when I went to watch a bunch of new suits for last year, just to ensure I fit in some. But at the end of the season in Washington, I was 212 and I'm back down to 195. So I'm in good shape.
Oh, wow. What'd you do to lose that 20 pounds?
In physical shape, but I'm, yes.
What'd you do? Yes. You, a lot of golf? Is that
just
what happened?
Walking the golf course every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So.
More importantly, how do you get up to 212? How did you get there? What were you doing?
So where I lived in Virginia, right across the street from the practice rink, there was this place called the Good Coffee Company, and they had these homemade donuts that were phenomenal. And I ate, and I got a bunch of them every single morning. I fed the coaching staff. But just that just built up, and I didn't get on the treadmill or the bike enough.
What's the Mike Pekka donut of choice?
There it was the banana cream pie donut.
Oh, that sounds okay. Good. Were you ever over 200 pounds when you were like 175, 180 when you played, right?
When I heard 212, I'm like, that's like me at 260.
The majority of my career, I was probably 184, 185. The heaviest I was late in my career, I was 190.
Okay.
I'm telling you at 212 is like me at 250, 260.
Some professionals, when they're done, don't take care of their bodies like we do, Petey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Best text I ever got, Mike, was from Pat Coletta. He said he was listening to the show. He goes, tell Tim Allen there to be quiet. He's talking. He's talking about Craig, and I think he was calling him Tim Allen from the Santa Claus. Anyway, Pax, good stuff, man. Good luck, eh? I mean, that'd be a lot of fun. I don't know about the bus trips anymore, but it'd be a lot of fun. Good luck to you, man. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right.
Mike
Pekka, new assistant coach of the Rochester Americans, and we wish him well. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more Buffalo Sabres, Jack Eichel stuff, Instigators, more to come. Marty's here, WGR 515 MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. You can hear the Michael Pekka interview. Well, I'm sure we'll post it here on Twitter shortly. Good luck to him and the Rochester Americans as he joins their coaching staff as the assistant coach. Marty, the other day, Greg and I talked about this yesterday, Evander Kane news came out, obviously. Yes. The back and forth between he and his wife on social media, but leave the marital part out of it, more the allegations and accusations of gambling on games that he is involved with, and now the league will be doing an investigation. So curious to know your thoughts on that, as we heard that the other day.
Okay, so number one, you are not allowed to gamble on any NHL games, not just the ones that you're involved in. So that is, you're being told all the time, and that you shouldn't really be gambling on sports in general, right? Because what happens, and I've witnessed it, okay, is you got guys making $7, $8, $9, $10 million on your team, and they gamble on NFL on Sundays, and they lose a couple of grand, and then on Monday or Tuesday they go to the bank and they get $2,000 in cash, put it in an envelope, and they ship it to their bookie, right? And that happens. But then you get a guy making $700,000, okay, and he wants to hang out with the big boys, and he's gambling, and week after week after week he's losing $2,000-$3,000, and now he's like struggling, and now the bookie knows exactly what they're dealing with. It happens. Why are you guys laughing?
Nothing. I just wanted to think what you're saying.
I think I'm laughing at how long you can go. Like, you just go ahead, keep going.
But it happens. So why the league doesn't like the players to, number one, you can't bet on hockey, but bet on other sports, is because in your betting and eventually losing, you will encounter some people that can take advantage of your situation, and they explain it and they tell it to you all the time. So, but you're allowed, okay, you're allowed to go out and bet on a football game, a baseball game, a basketball game, whatever. You can go to the casino, but you're not allowed to bet on hockey games. And if Evander Kane and the investigation turns up that he did bet on hockey games, I'm sorry, but Evander Kane, you have 4 more years at $7 million left. You're not going to see the next $28 million. You're already in trouble with casinos. You already owe over $20 million. You're filed for bankruptcy. You're still flying to Vegas and, you know, doing all of this. And you may not see the next $28 million. And you may not be able to make any money playing hockey anymore if they found that true. that would be very, very troubling for Kane and very troubling for the league. In fact, that's what it is.
He did come out in a statement and did say that he has not gambled on hockey.
You remember the was that, is it Shady, the song? It Wasn't Me, you know? Like, yeah. deny, right? Like, I wasn't expecting.
So what happens? What happens next? Let's just say that there is investigation, which I'm sure there's going to be an investigation into this. And it comes back that, you know, he has gambled on not his own games, but other games in the National Hockey League. What happens next with the San Jose Sharks?
He's done.
They will terminate his contract. Period. Done. And he moves on. So what happens after that?
He doesn't move on. He gets banned from the league.
Oh, he gets banned.
Hey, lucky them. Just get out from underneath that,
Yeah, but that's not the way you want to do it. But no, he's not playing in the National Hockey League one more time. He's done. He bet on a game. He's banned. Gonzo, see you later. Can't do it.
Next question. How much is he going to be paid by St. Petersburg and the KHL?
Okay, well then go to the KHL. Go over there. Fine.
Well, you know that's where he's going. That's the only league that's going to pay him that significant amount of money. They have the money over there to pay him.
Listen, number one, he has to be proven guilty, which he's not right now. You know, so we're speculating. Yeah, we're going down that road.
Hypotheticals here.
Hypotheticals. Not, yeah, you play in the KHL, whatever. But Evander Kane loves the high rolling type of life and all of that, and he did that for years. And unfortunately, it has not been good for him. He's lost a lot of money that way. And now it seems to be affecting his personal life, that's the sad part of it, is that now you've got his pregnant estranged wife and their 1-year-old daughter caught up in the whole thing. And I'm not saying that it was okay for this lady to go on social media and make the statement that she made. They're into this battle right now. Okay.
Yeah. He took it to social media with.
She took it first.
Okay. She took it first. With two statements.
Rivs. She took it first. She went on social media, but because she is probably ticked off. Okay. That he's not, you know, doing what he should be doing with either the divorce settlements or the court appearances or whatnot. And she's done. And she took to me social media. And really, the part that's sad. She went first.
Okay. This whole time I was under, and I feel like Craig, you were too, that so you were under the impression that he went first.
No, she basically put a Instagram story out there and she said, you are such a bad father. You're on vacation. You don't even have money for formula and diapers for your 1-year-old. You made me move out of my house that I got evicted from because you can't pay your bills, and you're flying private jets to vacations left, right, and the other thing. You won't even FaceTime your daughter. She just turned one. So she is mad because he's not responding to either the lawyers or what's happening. So she put that out there. Then she put another one basically saying, hey, Gary Bettman, how do you feel that one of your players is betting on games, his own games? And she put it out there. Now, listen, when it got to that point, what's sad is that there's human being and there's a 1-year-old child in the middle of it.
Oh, these kids are going to hear about this one day.
One day. So I don't condone her going on social media and doing that. But if it is the truth in the end, then okay, like there's a limit to what people can endorse, can absorb, right? So, and then Evander Kane took it on and he basically called her unstable. He said that she's, you know, a person that doesn't allow the dad to see the daughter or FaceTime and this, that, the other thing is unstable mentally. And then she came back firing again. That's the part that is really troubling, is that there is a 1-year-old, and I believe she's pregnant too.
So this whole time I thought he was saying something. I thought he had said something about her and him not being able to see his daughter. And then she fired back with that, so the whole time I'm sitting there saying, well, good for her. But to take that, like that's what lawyers are for. That's what That's
but again, Petey, if okay, so they're battling in the divorce courts or whatnot. She's mad. She puts it on Instagram, right?
Oh, you have to be beyond mad to go and do this. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can guarantee you, and Evander Kane said, I'm doing this against the counsel of my representative, the advice of my representative. Evander Kane, don't put any statement out on social media. It's only got to backfire. Because he put a social statement on social media saying he's never gambled on any games, da-da-da-da-da, and then there was a personal one. And then she took him apart. She took him apart. Why? Because he opened the door. He let it figured out with the lawyers and all of that. Right now, it's sad because there's a one-year-old daughter that's being dragged through the mud.
And the only detail that I was really paying attention to when all this was unfolding were the gambling allegations. I mean, the personal stuff. I mean, the he said, she said. I mean, that's just, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to get involved in that.
No, exactly. But it's, like, listen, ahead. if somebody comes out and said Patrice Bergeron bet on hockey games, people are going to say, ha, whatever. Like, Patrice Bergeron is a nice guy. He did not bet on hockey games. But when it's even Evander Kane, what's your first reaction? He most likely did it, right? That's what you're thinking.
Well, he's you're thinking so that because he owes a casino millions of dollars.
He has $27 million in debt. He's filed for bankruptcy. And if he owes a casino $10, $12 million, and all of a sudden they're playing the Colorado Avalanche one night, and Colorado's rolling, right? Rolling. And Evander's like, oh, I could put a few bucks on this game and we're definitely going to lose. Like that is wrong. And I'm not saying he did it because I have no proof. I don't know, but you know that because it's Evander Kane, you're thinking there's a really strong possibility. It could have happened.
I think players, this is not me being an idiot. My thought might be idiotic, but I'm not trying to be an idiot here. Let the players gamble on their own games to win. No. Why not? I said it yesterday.
You're already gambling on your own games to win. You know how? You get a better contract at the end of it. You get to win the Stanley Cup and you get $150,000 in a bonus. And then you get like all these millions of dollars after that because you won. That's how you gamble on your own game.
But if a bunch of guys got some cash on the game, you know, it's going to be a fun night.
Do you know what slippery road you're going down to if you allow that?
Oh, it sounds like someone's calling Craig about this issue right now as we speak.
I know. His lawyer's calling him. Hey, by the way, do you still want to put that $100 on?
Who has home phones anymore? Who has a home phone?
Can't answer right now because the phone is still ringing in the background.
He's on mute right now because the phone's still.
Yeah, he's talking about.
You have call waiting over there too, Riv. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Okay, so Evander Kane. Chicago Blackhawks announced yesterday that all their findings in the investigation and in the allegations of sexual abuse will be made public, Craig. We talked about that yesterday. You guys care to comment on that? That's something that that is an investigation that I would like the league to spend more time on and be more detailed on than a gambling allegation, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And there's a lot of people involved. And I really, really, really cannot wait to see what this investigation yields because if all that we've written
and it will be public, correct?
And it will be public. And all that we've read, with some great, great reporting from Rick Westhead in Canada.
Yeah. He does great work.
Who else is doing, what's her name from The Athletic in Michigan? Anyway, she does a great job with that too. But they, I'm praying and crossing my fingers that this almost didn't happen, right? Because if it did, and players and young men, and were put in that position, and an organization knew, and either try to sweep it under the rug, that would be very troubling. So I'm almost hoping that it's not true, because if it is true, then there's a lot
Think about the list of potential names that could be on the list that knew about this.
So this
not
is
just
after,
from the Chicago.
This is the 09-10. This is the 2010 Stanley Cup, right?
Yes.
So over the last 11 years, the players that have been, the staff, the coaches that have all been through Chicago that may have known about it, may have heard about it. That's a lot of people.
Well, there was a statement that came out from one of the players that said that every player on the team knew about it. They talked about it for 3 months, every single day at length for 3 months.
I get that. It's a tough position. Well, no, it's not a tough position. If I'm sitting in the locker room and I hear that story, there's only one thing that, I mean, I guess it's easier said than done. And, you know, sitting in my room right now thinking, well, I go up to the management. I say, that better be taken care of. And that better, we better go to the authorities and take care of it. That seems like the logical things to do, but at the time, maybe it's different. Maybe it's a sad situation. Really, it's an upsetting situation. You know what? Like Rivs, you got boys in hockey. Petey, your son plays sports. I got a boy in hockey, three girls in horseback riding. I watched Simone Biles at the Olympics, and with what she had to deal with Larry Nassar and the doctors and everybody. Like, I'm like, when does it end? Like, when does people like have some decency and stop doing these things, these acts that are just disgusting? Like, I mean, that's so hard, so hard.
I hope they get this one right.
Head's got a roll on this one. Like if you're, I can't point the finger at the players that may have known or not known. I mean, it would have been nice for someone to step up but I mean, but
they went to the authorities though. Those players went to the authorities. They went to
the team people, the team
personnel.
Well,
the players went to Paul Vincent, who was then one of the skills coaches, who was a former cop. And he had conversation with the management, all the top management, and expressed that they should be going to the police to file a report.
Why didn't
whatever happened after that?
I don't know why he didn't go though. He has a former police officer.
It's a great question. And we don't have the answers, right? But we hope that, you know, in this report that they will find the right answers and it will be public, because I'm very curious to see what happens. I mean,
if the owner knew, is he forced to sell?
Yeah,
that situation with the LA Clippers, I'm certainly not going to compare the two, but I mean, that's where the league had to step in and say, you need to sell. This is a terrible incident.
Yeah.
It's a terrible incident that occurred on your watch. Well, it was the owner, but you have knowledge of this. When you think about some of the universities and some other, like my father was an athletic director, and if he ever knew of anything like this, he absolutely would have acted on it. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, like that's accountability. We talk about it all the time about players being held accountable for ice time and stuff. Well, I mean, what happens? I mean, this is a serious, serious screw up. Serious screw up. So I am just eager to find out where all this goes. We have to go to break. Yeah. Final segment of the Instigators coming up here. WGR 550 and MSG. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Final segment for today. So we went from no goalies in the organization to what, four already?
Five right now.
Five. Michael Hauser signing with the Amerks. So
it'll be interesting, PD and Rivs, because right now, obviously, you need a couple of guys in Cincinnati in the East Coast Hockey League, but I would assume the Sabres will get another goalie. Elliot Friedman talked about it in his pod. There's a couple of teams right now that have way too many of them, and you still have Columbus that could trade one of their goalie. Maybe Georgiev with the Rangers gets traded. But look at Dallas, who has probably Ben Bishop on long-term IR, but they still have Hudobin, Ottinger, and then they signed Brayden Holtby. So one of the top two, Hudobin or Ottinger, will be available at some point, maybe even through waivers. And Chicago now.
Why do we need another goaltender? Anderson, Dell will be the NHL players, do you not think?
Dell's on a two-way. Dell could be in the minors with UPL. Maybe UPL is up.
Okay, so what happens to Tokarski and what happens to Hauser?
Then maybe they start in East Coast Hockey League. Maybe their Sabres are preparing for the situation that maybe there's a taxi squad again this year. I don't think they will be, but maybe you need a third guy on the taxi squad. But another place to look for.
I think every team should have a third string goalie, not on the cap.
Well, yeah, they talked about that before too, but then that guy's got to play some games, right? So you got to send him back down.
Yeah,
to play some games.
Send him down on a weekend or something, but he just doesn't. Go ahead.
But another team to look for in teams like maybe the Sabres or others acquiring a goaltender is the Chicago Blackhawks. They have now Marc-Andre Fleury. They have Kevin Lankinen, who they will not trade. That guy is a good goalie. He's going to learn from Fleury, and next year will be their number one goalie. So that leaves Malcolm Subban and Colin Delia as two guys that will be either traded or put on waivers at some point. So Dallas and Chicago have extra goalies. I think one of those probably end up with Buffalo at some point, probably in camp or later in the summer.
Craig, nothing? All right.
I don't have anything. Do you have anything to that? Like, I could give a rat's cahoot about all these guys that we're talking about. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we have our two goaltenders. You know, if we make a trade for a significant piece in goal, then I think you'll have Aaron Dell move to the minors, right? Or be loaned someplace. But the way I look at it is these are our two guys that you can probably pan on playing next year. And I would think that at some point in time, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is going to have another opportunity to play a few games in the National Hockey League next year.
I think so too. I think he'll be given a couple opportunities, but I think it's better for him to play a full season in Rochester from start to finish and try to dominate the American Hockey League, just like Merzlikins did, Shesterkin did, you know, all the goalies that Thatcher Demko did, Connor Hellebuyck did. Like, they all dominated a year in the AHL before coming to the NHL.
Other news, former Sabre news, Dan Pye, it deserves more time than this too. We should have spent a little more time. We got 30 seconds. Yeah. Dan Pye, assistant coach of Canisius. So keep an eye out for Pisey rolling around town.
So, at the Harbor Center.
I remember one day we had the chef in the back. He walks in, pancakes, it's going to be a great day. Instigators.
Lunchbox.
That lunchbox, Dan Pye always eating. Instigators, we're out.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.